Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike has not made a 100% decision on what he's doing. He's taking his time. He's feeling out. He's enjoying his family time. You know, he told me, I don't know if I can play anywhere else. I'm not 100% sure if I want to play. And so this is, you got to be all in if you're doing this. This is not for the faint of heart. It's a tough, violent game. He's obviously had some neck things that have popped up on him in his time. And I think he's just, you know, making a family decision right now. He's not come to a decision, and we don't need a decision. Some point he says he wants to come play if we see a fit. He'd never turn down bringing a Micah Hyde back.
Brandon Bean speaking at a little fan luncheon there. Jeremy and Joe, good morning.
Be Monday.
Less room for Micah Hyde now that Cole Bishop's in the building.
Yeah. What's the big story of the draft? You know, we got the Bills and their receivers.
Atlanta
going Michael Penix?
Yes. So Dan Orlovsky defending it this morning. It's all about talent acquisition.
No, it's not.
Cousins, I saw Rich Eisen, NFL Network, you know, for being an NFL, not even partner, I mean, it is the NFL, right?
Yep,
it's the NFL
yep.
Network. Ian Rappaport doing his thing, right? He's Ian Rappaport. He's the insider. He's connected to all these teams. He's giving you the spiel of why they did it. And, like, you know, he's given the Green Bay comparison with Jordan Love. I was watching a little bit of that on day three, and Rich Eisen just like, I can't listen to this. Like, give me – their quarterback's already mad about it. Are you trying to win now or aren't you? Because pointed out with the Green Bay example, like, you don't know that the first-round pick they got on Jordan Love couldn't have helped them win a Super Bowl with Rodgers, and then where would you be? Sure, you might have sacrificed your future, but you had a better shot at winning a Super Bowl with an MVP quarterback. Like, you can't be criticized for that, can you? I can't – Atlanta has got to be the story.
New England did well.
I like their draft.
New England did well. They drafted receivers.
They drafted two receivers.
Yeah.
Polk and Javon Baker.
And Drake May.
One of my stories of the draft was there were guys on our board that really fell. Like, Troy Franklin went in round four.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened there. He's fast, I think, and had great numbers, but no one. He goes to Denver in round four.
Get some calls in here to Florida. James in Florida. Hey, James, good morning. Hello?
James,
are
you there?
James, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning. My comparison to Coleman, I think, is more like Brandon Marshall or Anquan Boldin. And I just feel like this year we're going to have a lot of screens. We're going to have a lot of screen plays, a lot of crossing routes. And I was pretty disappointed when we did trade back. And you figure you're going to get – you could have got Coleman and Mitchell. And you size – Mitchell with speed and Coleman, I feel like it's been a lot better of a draft, being able to get a couple guys. I mean, the trade back and not get two receivers is kind of frustrating.
Yeah, I hear you.
Anquan was
Bolden. Marshall. Marshall might not be terrible for this. I mean, that's the same type of not that fast, right? With, you know, ball in his hand skills, contested catch situations. And Marshall was, what, like a third-round pick? Fourth-round pick. He was a fourth-round pick of Denver's way back when. So, all right, it can work.
Bolden too. Work. Like, Bolden...
Bolden's not, wasn't very tall, though, right?
Well, he was just a bully. He was not that fast. And I'm the first thing I found on Bolden, trying to find, like, a scouting report back on him, we just did this where I read you Mike Evans, the negatives on Mike Evans, and they were similar. Doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be similar players. But... For Bolden, great athletic ability, but can't run. Fits into a power West Coast offense. These are a couple scouts about Bolden. Great quickness, run after catch, looks like Andre Rison on tape. I knew his speed was suspect. His first step quickness is better than most. Excellent hands, tough, tough guy. Like there are parallels there.
Yeah.
But, right, he's 6 foot.
He also had 165 targets as a rookie.
Yeah.
Which would be...
He was good right away.
He was good right away.
He was fun to watch.
I mean, there are examples that it could work, right?
Yeah.
But there are more where it doesn't?
Well,
is that fair to say?
It depends. If the Bills try to make him something he's not, that'll be a problem.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
If they're going to play him at X, that could be a potential problem.
They don't really have anybody else to do it. So they might, like, how long will they try to force that if it's not working, I guess, would be a good question, too.
That, again, this is just like a report on Bolden, but the power West Coast offense. Is that what the Bills are about to be?
A power West Coast offense?
They're going to want to run the ball.
They have big
bodies. They're going to go, they want to be yards after catch.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, think of Coleman, Samuel, Kincaid, Shakir. Knox, Shakir. Really, other than Shakir, like those four are like, they'll run through you. Right?
Yeah. And Shakir makes guys miss.
He's been
darn good at that. It was last
year. So does Cook. I had someone ask me, because I just compared them, like, are they trying to be, when they say explosive at the end of the season, and then we see their offseason moves. Is their version of explosive going to be trying to be the Niners offense? And Colton tweeted in, like, are you saying if our offense tries to be the Niners, that's a bad thing? And I don't know how to answer that. Because the Niners are great.
No,
but they don't have a Josh Allen quarterback, you know? And they also, it's tough to be them, right? Like, they have elite skilled players. They, Ayuk and Debo and McCaffrey and Kittle, like, the Bills are good, but Coleman and Samuel and Kincaid and Cook are not on the level of the four guys I just mentioned.
Well, when you say that they're trying to be the Niners, is that a bad thing? Being the Niners is not a bad thing.
Correct.
Trying to be them and failing would be bad. This is where the, like, to
me, because you have very, very, very different quarterbacks.
Yeah. And for Joe Brady, that's the thing here, right? Like, Brady is an outside guy that ran an offense somewhere else. For the Bills, let's look at this career arc. Josh Allen starts his career with Brian Daboll. They pass it all over the field, all three levels. They wing it. His passer rating on deep throws is really good. That has come back a lot the last couple seasons. They don't hit deep throws as much as they used to. Think of how many times, even though Diggs dropped one in the Kansas City playoff game, think of how many times he missed Diggs deep. Like, the deep passing offense for this team has kind of dried up a bit. And from Daboll, it went to Dorsey, who was a guy that was here under Brian Daboll and the quarterback's coach, and he got elevated. When Brady got elevated, that kind of represents a fork in the road, but a different style. He got the job, and he's different. And he ran an offense in Carolina that had some success, some. Sean McDermott had a lot of success in Carolina, saw that offense and what that was. That was Cam Newton and who at receiver? Calvin Benjamin and Greg
Olson.
And it was Greg Olson.
Big guys.
Right? Like,
yeah.
So it makes me wonder what this offense is going to look like. And the idea of trading up for a Dunze or getting Brian Thomas Jr. and then Javon Baker in a double dip or something like that, that to me, now looking back on it, feels like I'm trying to rebuild Brian Daboll's offense and the Ken Dorsey offense instead of seeing that the Bills are going through a change. And I think that's what this is. We don't have to necessarily treat it like they're not investing in the offense. They did last year. They went with a guard in the second round, a tight end in the first round, as they were going to shift to 12 personnel, which lasted, what, like 7 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And Knox getting hurt was a big factor there too. But, like, I think where my misfire here is I'm chasing the offenses that they have been, and they are going in a different direction, which, of course, can succeed. And if it does, that's great. But I've been chasing that offense and thinking that they would want to chase that offense that they were. And I don't think that they're chasing it anymore.
Aren't they, though, still only one player away from being right back there? Like, they're not that far away. Like,
I don't think so, because, again, it's about your play caller. And mm-hmm. for the number of times they put motion in and the number of times they threw screens, for better or for worse, maybe you love screens. This team did not throw screens with Brian Daboll as part of the offense and
right.
Ken Dorsey. They were not throwing screens to Stephon Diggs ever. And now Samuel and Keon Coleman, like this, again, this you say Niners, I think Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes' average depth of target has consistently come down year after year after year. They go from the Tyreek Hill version of the Chiefs, and what do? They change. They're a different version of that team. So Brady is the swingman here. Like, Brady is what's going to make this thing go. And the good news, bad news is, if he's brilliant, he'll leave.
Right.
And then who runs it?
And what does that person want?
Yeah. Not to say that, you know, that's just natural in the NFL. It's how it happens.
What I mean, though, is, like, they were at their best four deep. They were four deep at all times. They don't have a number one wide receiver right now. It is worth pointing out they have yet to play a game without one. Like, they just had one, and it's been a month since they traded Diggs. But if they ever get back to that place where someone is available and they've got the ability to swing it, like, there they are. They're right back to it. Because then you would hope Coleman is at least a productive role player. Kincaid's in your offense. Shakir and Samuel are in your offense. Like, maybe they won't. Maybe they won't. Maybe I'm going to beat that to death as long as possible. But I can't I want to believe that the better reason they're not going to bring in a number one receiver between now and the start of the season is because they're not able to, not because they don't want to.
803-0550. When we get back, I got a good tweet about a change in the NFL and how that could have impacted this decision. Coming up, Jeremy and Joe, and more of your calls. We got lots of time here on WGR.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.